I like to keep cans of artichoke hearts in my pantry, at the ready to use in a range of dishes. For example, when I want to make a dip to serve as an appetizer, I'll chop and combine those artichokes with such things as soft cream cheese, cooked spinach, herbs and garlic. When I'm making pizza, I slice and use the artichokes as a topping. And when I'm making a Mediterranean-style fish stew, I'll quarter and add those artichokes to it. I also like to add canned artichokes to pasta dishes, which is what I did in today's recipe. And I didn't simply slice the artichokes and toss them into the pasta, instead, I used the artichokes in a sauce for the pasta. To make it, I drained and put one 398 ml can of artichoke hearts in a food processor, along with some stock, olive oil, garlic, basil, lemon juice and a few other flavorings. That mixture was then pulsed until a smooth, but still a tiny bit coarse, sauce formed. That sauce was warmed in a skillet and then some hot, cooked pasta and sautéed cherry tomatoes were tossed in. The pasta I used was bucatini, which is like thick spaghetti with a hole running through the center of it. I like it because that hole in the center allows some of the sauce to seep inside the pasta. You'll find bucatini for sale at Italian, European food stores, specialty food stores and some smaller grocery stores that stock a wide variety of dried pasta. If you can't find it, you could use another type of long pasta in the recipe, such as spaghetti, linguine or fettuccine. Once in serving bowls, to finish off each serving of pasta, I garnished them with small, bright green sprigs of Italian parsley and topped them with some freshly grated Parmesan cheese. To make a nice meal, serve the pasta with warm slices of focaccia bread and, if desired, some white wine, such as Pinot Grigio. Pasta with artichoke sauce and cherry tomatoes. Pasta is tossed into a seasoned artichoke sauce enhanced with sautéed cherry tomatoes, tangy Parmesan cheese and bright green sprigs of parsley. Preparation time, 25 minutes. Cooking time, 16 to 18 minutes. Makes 2 servings. 1, 14 ounces, 398 milliliters, can artichoke hearts, drain well. 1 quarter cup plus 2 tablespoons vegetable or chicken stock. 3 tablespoon freshly grated Parmesan cheese, plus some for the table. 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, divided. 1 large garlic clove, chopped. Half a teaspoon finely grated lemon zest. 1 tablespoon lemon juice. Half a teaspoon dried basil. Pinch red pepper flakes. Salt and freshly ground black pepper, to taste. 12 grape or other small cherry tomato, each halved. 200 grams bucatini, spaghetti, linguine or fettuccine. Small sprigs of Italian, flat leaf, parsley, to taste. To make artichoke sauce, place artichokes, stock, 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons olive oil, garlic, lemon zest, lemon juice, basil and red pepper flakes in a small processor. Pulse until a smooth, but still a tiny bit coarse, mixture forms. Transfer this artichoke sauce to a 10-inch or similar-sized skillet, season with salt and pepper, and set it aside for now. Bring a large of pot of lightly salted water to a simmer over medium-high heat. While water comes to temperature, place remaining 2 teaspoons olive oil in a second 10-inch or similar-sized skillet set over medium-high heat. Add the cherry tomatoes and cook and stir until softened, but still holding their shape, about 2 minutes. Remove tomatoes from the heat. When water is simmering, add the pasta to it. Return to a simmer and cook until just tender, about 10 to 12 minutes, check package for suggested cooking time. Drain pasta well, reserving 1 quarter cup of the cooking water. While pasta is draining, set the skillet with the artichoke sauce in it over medium-high heat and bring to simmer. Add the pasta, 1 quarter cup reserved pasta water and cherry tomatoes to the sauce and toss to combine. Divide the pasta between 2 shallow serving bowls, ensuring some of the tomatoes adorn the top of it. Garnish the bowls of pasta with parsley sprigs and serve with Parmesan cheese, for grating, and sprinkle on the pasta at the table. eakis@timescolonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.